he's in open field, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown!
From the front office,
we'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
Yeah, we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, you better strap your helmet on tight. You know, make sure all your 10 stripes buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seif.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Bryson pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Happy to be with you for the next hour, talking some Browns football, talking some general football, draft stuff, all kinds of great material to cover. And Alex Mack is going to be with us again. He was with us last week. We talked some football with Alex about the Browns, just general stuff. Tonight, the focus will be on a USO tour he's part of. We taped this interview before he took off for the Middle East on a, and that's basically as general a description as we can give you as far as this tour is concerned. Carolina Panthers punter Jason Baker, former NFL linebacker Dahani Jones, Chargers linebacker Takeo Spikes, Texans offensive tackle Eric Winston joining Mack on this tour, this NFL USO program. And they've been they've organized morale-building visits for more than 45 years that this has been going on, and it's a great thing. And icons that have included Terry Bradshaw, Larry Zonka, Franco Harris, Howie Long, Don Meredith, Lynn Swan, you know, a Hall of Famers, Johnny Unitas, have been doing this for the league through the years. And now Alex Mack is part of it. So you're going to hear from him and what he's looking kind of to get out of this and what he's hoping, of course, to help bring in terms of morale building to our troops. And it's going to be nice to hear from Alex on that subject. Scott Petrick, he, of course, covers the Browns, and he is an outstanding beat writer, has been for a long, long time. And we're going to hear from Scott, just kind of talking in general about this off-season and the discussion. And he's addressed this, in a very intelligent way, a recent column that he did that deals with, and it appears in the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram, it deals with the notion that this early in the game, because we had that story that appeared in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch over the weekend regarding kind of handicapping the trade possibilities for that second overall pick that the Rams own. And he's basically addressing the idea that way too early to expect a so-called best offer to be made on that. And I think it's a great point of view. So we'll talk with him about that piece and other moves that the Browns, not many so far, but a couple of that have been made with Phil Dawson, with DeQuell Jackson. We'll get into that with Scott. And then something we did last night, we kicked off last night, sound from the Combine in Indianapolis, player interviews that have been done with the media, and sort of piecing those together and giving you a feel for what these guys have on their mind. So last night we had Justin Blackmon sound from the Combine and did some analysis with that. Tonight we're going to deal with Ryan Tannehill, quarterback for Texas A&M. Very interesting story. This guy dealing with a broken foot that he carries with him into the draft, but is healing from that. Wasn't healed enough to participate in the Senior Bowl or in Combine drills, but he did show up at the Combine and talked extensively with the media. Very interesting guy, and we'll hear some of that sound from him to give you some insights into a guy who's considered the third best quarterback. I mean, you go Andrew Luck, you go Robert Griffin III, and then you hear Ryan Tannehill's name coming up in that third position. And often we've seen where those players who have been the so-called third guy, or whatever, the other guy, part of the group of other at quarterback, move up, help themselves. So we'll see if that can happen with Ryan Tannehill. Your questions, you deliver those to us via the Browns' official Facebook, Twitter pages, and we deliver them to you. And it's driven by Liberty Ford. And we've got this question via Facebook from B. Lavelle. Why don't we give Seneca Wallace a legitimate shot? We should have traded Peyton Hillis before he was a free agent, draft Blackman. He's going through a laundry list of some things here, but the best QB in the world isn't going to succeed when your wide receiver core is a C-minus at best. Well, here's the thing. I think with regard to Seneca Wallace, I think he had what I would qualify as a legitimate shot last year. You know, it was only starting a few games, but it was, in my view, legitimate enough to get a feel for what he was about. And I think what he's about is what he showed, a guy who is a backup. I don't see the starter there. I'm not saying he can't be a starter, and I'm not saying he's not good enough to be a starter. What I'm saying is, for the team that I'm putting together, if it's me, I want that guy in the role that he's playing, which is just what he did. I don't see for what the Browns need at the position. If you're configured differently as a team and you've got so much overwhelming talent on both sides of the ball, you could probably get go with a Seneca Wallace and stay with him the whole way through. I think you need more of a difference maker at the position, and I don't see that in Seneca Wallace enough to say that he's the answer. To answer your point about the legitimate shot. Steady, solid guy, but I don't know that he's more than that. Will, via Facebook, are the Browns considering trading back, picking up more selections in the process, and selecting someone like David DeCastro, premier prospect at the O-line position and an obvious need that the Browns have at that spot? I like David DeCastro, and I think he is an interesting prospect. I wouldn't rule out trading back, trading down to get a player like that, and I think he could be there somewhere in the mix. So being asked, are they considering it, I think it's a safe guess. It's not a firm answer that I know for a fact what they're considering or not considering, but I will tell you that Tom Heckard's already demonstrated the willingness to maneuver and move. And when you've got 9 picks, you may go with the idea of wanting to get more picks and accumulate and fill spots that way. But I think you have to do it with a purpose and have to target and identify someone, and this wouldn't be a bad guy, someone that you'd move down to, and this guy wouldn't be a bad one to move down to, in my book. Okay, in a couple of minutes, we are going to have a discussion with Brown center Alex Mack. Going to talk about his trip, which is underway as part of an NFL USO tour, and he's going to talk with us about that tonight. We interviewed him again prior to his departure, so good stuff, though, from Alex Mack. Coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, it's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling 33-mile-per-gallon Ford Fusion for just $169. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer. Online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runouts, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Have you just about had it with TV timeouts? Would you like to tell the ref what he can do with his whistle? Are your lips chapped to the point that you can't muster one more cheer? Dr. Hess can help with a full line of soothing udder ointment products, including Dr. Hess Udder Sticks, available in 4 great flavors. And just the ticket when you want to scream, stick it. Now available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Discount Drug Mart, they're here to run around. You'll find everything you need.
Wow, David, this wine is really hard to find. I'll take it.
I only have 2 cases left. Want both?
When I first met David Santos, he left quite an impression. He had just opened his third wine and cheese store, and business was booming.
I'm thinking you'll want to pair that Burgundy with this Brie. Oh, excuse me just a second.
But he still wanted to expand. So he called Time Warner Cable Business Class for help. And that's where I came in. We sat down, looked at his options, and set up high-speed internet access for all his locations, along with a web hosting solution. Now he has a website where he can take even more orders online. At this rate, I don't think David's business will ever stop growing. This is David's business. I'm glad he's made it my business, too.
To learn more, call 866-TWC4BIZ or visit TWCBC.com. Time Warner Cable Business Class. You first, the technology follows.
Products and services not available in all areas. Some restrictions apply.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you for the rest of this hour, talking some ball. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. We are so happy to be joined right now by Browns standout center Alex Mack. Alex, first of all, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Really happy to be here.
Well, a lot's going on with you this offseason, and let's start with a primary reason we want to talk with you today, and that's about the USO Tour that the NFL has put together. You're part of that, and just give us a sense of what this is all about and how exciting it must be for you to be involved in it.
This is a great opportunity for me. I mean, I get to travel to places where I'd never be able to go in the world, so for me, it's a great opportunity to go new places, see, like, really cool stuff. And on the other hand, it's a great opportunity just to show our appreciation. You know, I get to travel to different military bases and see these guys who are on base, on deployment for a long time, and we can get to bring a little slice of home to them. So it's good to see different people. I mean, they may not see a whole lot of football, you know, so be able to have us come out is a great opportunity for them. We get to show our appreciation, and we're just kind of a distraction from what these guys have to go through.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're going to run into more than your share of Browns fans who are going to be especially excited. I think guys of all fan loyalties will be excited to have you there, but those folks in particular are going to love the fact that a Cleveland Brown is with them.
People all over the United States, people represent the Browns, and we have the biggest Browns backers everywhere. I don't see that changing as you leave the country.
Right. And the other thing is about them, Alex, because just the appreciation that what they're doing for all of us on a minute-by-minute, second-by-second basis throughout this world is allowing you to do what you do. You know, be an NFL player, allowing me to do this, allowing us to sit here and have this conversation. I'm sure that isn't far from your thoughts.
I mean, their sacrifice and what they go through is incredible. I mean, they're doing a great thing for our country, and I mean, for us to be able to go out there and show our appreciation is a really great thing.
I know you have to be pretty general about this for all the security concerns, but what is the itinerary somewhat for what they have planned for you while you're there, you and the other players who are there?
I mean, everything's pretty hush-hush, but for what I understand and know is that we'll be traveling around to different bases, visiting different people, and seeing the jobs they do. So this guy does something here, and we'll go visit them, say thank you, show our appreciation, hopefully meet some Browns fans, go out and just go to different bases. And I hear it's a really rigorous travel schedule. They're going to have us flying like every other day to
wow.
several different bases to say hi, hello, meet some people, just try to see what they do and see what they go through, and for us to visit as many people as possible, show our appreciation, and then for us to see as many people as possible to see what they do.
And how long a time period are you supposed to spend over there, roughly?
It's about 8 days.
Okay. That's a lot, and that's a good. You're going to pack a lot into those 8 days to be sure. Do you have any military connections in your family, in your life?
I have family members that have served and are currently serving.
So you have an understanding of that too. I mean, just from a family standpoint, or conversations with them, anecdotes with them.
Very minimal. You know, okay. It's my father was drafted in Vietnam, and my uncle was the same story. And then I have a cousin who was in the Air Force, and
right.
So I know some things, but I've never been through it. I mean, I can't even begin to say I know what goes
sure.
on.
Sure. Sure, sure. And you're going to, this is the other thing, as much as these guys will appreciate your being there, and guys and women who are there as well, obviously. But as much as they're going to appreciate the fact that they see NFL players there, you get a chance to hear from them probably what they're experiencing. I mean, what they're going through. This is as much for you something to take out of this as well. It's not just a one-way street.
Oh, I'm definitely excited for the experience I get to have. I mean, for what I get to do. And that's one of the reasons, I mean, selfishly, I wanted to go. That I get to go to this place and see these, what all these things that these people do. And I'm really excited just to see what they go through, what they live, what their jobs are, what areas they, like, yeah, what they have to survive with. I mean, just I think it's going to be a great experience.
Now, you had a similar military-related experience back in Super Bowl time. You were in Kosovo on another tour, but give me a sense of what that was like and what you did while you were there.
Yeah, I went on the Goodwill tour out to Kosovo. So I had the opportunity to go fly all the way to Kosovo and watch the Super Bowl with the Army base out there. And so that was a great experience. I got to say hi and visit Kosovo, which I thought was part of Serbia, but apparently it's a kind of an unrecognized country now.
Okay.
So we kind of understand what's going on out there and see what these guys do and what their jobs are. And it was a great opportunity for me to see that, and they really enjoyed it because all of a sudden they're boredom and monotony was broken up by like a visit. So both of us are really happy, both groups.
We're visiting with Alex Mack here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And while you were there watching it, first of all, as far as time zone, like what time of day was it when the Super Bowl came on there live?
I think the Super Bowl started at midnight.
Okay.
So it got kind of late, and we had to watch it on the Army broadcast.
Okay.
So all the commercials that you normally see were replaced by Army-made, like, kind of propaganda, like, videos.
Okay.
So it was pretty funny because they were a little rough-made videos at times.
Yeah, you don't normally expect that in a NFL broadcast, let alone a Super Bowl broadcast.
No, it was a fun experience. You know, it was, people got kind of tired towards the third quarter, so
yeah.
Viewership dropped down, but it was fun to be out there and watch Super Bowl, and people, like, they still cared about football.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and you were now sitting in what, like, was it a big tented area, or what was the venue?
It was, they actually have an auditorium.
Okay.
For different events and stuff, so they built that whenever they first deployed, so it was a pretty established base, so things were, they had real buildings.
Okay.
So it wasn't too rough.
All right. And did you just watch it and do any kind of commentary like a football? I mean, I have a chance to watch a game with you. I'm going to ask you for some of the finer points and things that you see on the screen that the offense is doing, the center is doing, whatever. Did you do any of that?
Yeah, it was real fun. I mean, I was the guys who stayed around were watching it. We're all huddled around like in our chairs watching the game. And I would try to, they'd ask me questions. I'd try to talk about things, just try to give them a better experience. Yeah. Not that I know a whole lot about a different team's offense,
well,
but what I could see, I would just talk about.
Yeah, and what did you see? What did you see from what allowed this Giants team to win? What stood out to you?
Two really good football teams. It was just fun to talk about O-line play and stuff. I mean, what we do, you know, because you would see things out there and like, oh, this guy's doing this, you know.
And that D-line against the Patriots offensive line was really the big story of the game. How they, you know, they got consistent pressure. They did what you have to do to win a ball game, whether it's Tom Brady or anybody else, but that was a big key as well.
That was a big key. I mean, the whole game was fun to watch. You know, I thought it was a really good game. And right around 3 a.m., I started becoming tired and delirious, but it was a fun experience. The guys really liked it. Everyone who I visited out in Kosovo was really appreciated. And that was only for like 4 days.
Okay.
So now on this next trip with the USO, I'm really excited to spend a lot more time at a lot more bases. And I think it's going to be an incredible experience.
Who were some of the players who were with you in Kosovo?
The only other player was Roberto Wallace with the Miami Dolphins.
Okay. Okay, cool. Well, good stuff. And again, we look forward to hearing more from you on this trip, this USO tour, what those experiences are like. We can't wait to hear that. You're going to have so many stories, I'm sure, to tell from that. We want to hear them.
That's some really good story. Yeah, I can't wait to get new stories. The best story from Kosovo, when I got to go out and visit different people and what jobs they do,
yeah.
I was visited with the military police, and they allowed me to put on like a attack dog like training suit,
yeah.
And like get bit by a big
Doberman or
the German Shepherd.
German Shepherd, okay.
And so that was a really fun experience.
Nice, getting bit by a shepherd was fun, huh?
Well, I mean, not when they actually bit you. It was the more they bit the suit. I'm sure it'd be a lot more painful for the
thing. Were you able to hold your own as the because those guys are pretty strong.
I was able to hold my own. Yeah.
Oh, good. That's good to know. All right.
Excellent.
Okay, and we want to clarify one thing just at the top of this, that the general area that the NFL USO Tour going on is touring bases in Southwest Asia. Just wanted to make sure that was explained. Southwest Asia is the general area. Again, no specifics on the where and or exactly the when's, as you know, just for security standpoint. But very proud and happy to see that that Alex Mack of Cleveland Brown is part of this tour. Okay, when we come back, Scott Petrick covers the Browns for the Elyria Chronicle Telegram and the Medina Gazette. He's going to join us. We will get some off-season discussion about this team with him and just the draft and free agency and all kinds of hot topics that everybody's talking about on a daily basis on this Browns team on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash or lease the best-selling 38-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus for just $129. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Vinson, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, quick food, get too quick to take a loop.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food. Quick to
look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. So now she's going out with that creep Nathan.
Cops are out there, and they'll see you before you see them. They're cracking down on drinking and driving all across the country. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Cleveland Browns Stadium and the Browns Training Facility have just the right spaces to help make your next private event a masterpiece. The Browns offer up to 30 unique and inviting venues that can make your wedding, bar and bat mitzvah, holiday party, prom, or other social or corporate event a success. For more information on how you can host your next private event with the Browns, call 440-824-6162 or visit clevelandbrowns.com.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
Hey, the Roadman, Kenny Road here, and it's truck month at Ganley Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge. Get auto show rebates right now. They want to make you a deal you can't refuse. Check out the 2012 Dodge Ram 1500 Quad Cab 4x4 with the Big Horn package. It includes a 5.7-liter Hemi, 20-inch chrome wheels, air conditioning, tilt and cruise, and so much more. Come check out what I'm talking about. Take it for a test drive at Ganley Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile. Get this massive ride listed at $36,660 minus the Ganley discount, $4,000, minus the auto show rebate, $3,000, cash match of $1,000. You pay only $28,660. Truck month and auto show deals now at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. So come take advantage of it. Save big. Hurry, these prices won't last long. Call today for more info at 440-232-2121 and tell them the Roadman sent you. Offer ends March 31st.
And we're back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You know there's going to be lots of news blowing up around this Peyton Manning story. Again, the Colts with till Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern to get the deal, or excuse me, get him waived before they would owe him like $28 million. So it behooves them, obviously, to make it happen before then. ESPN reporting that we're going to get some kind of announcement on that tomorrow. Again, this is going to be just swirling. You know, a story that's going to be swirling, continuing to swirl in the background. So we'll see what happens on that. And this segment, we are going to have a discussion with our good buddy, Scott Petrick. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Very pleased to have with us now Scott Petrick from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram back on the show. Scott, how you doing?
I'm good, Vic. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, Scott, I want to start with a column you wrote yesterday regarding the Browns and the potential for a trade with the St. Louis Rams for that number two overall pick. And you make the point that, and this, of course, is coming off of an article that was written by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, which basically tried to handicap the competition for this choice. And you make the point that it makes no sense for the Browns to show their best, if this report is correct and the sources that Jim Thomas of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch credits on this, attributes this to, if he's correct, they can't go out there and put their best offer first. I mean, this has got to be something that evolves.
Yeah, you know, it would be silly to think the Browns come out with, okay, we'll give you 1-2, you know, our two number ones, our 37 and something else, and then where do you go from there? You know, when the Rams come back with their counter, the Browns are kind of stuck. So I think it's interesting that the Browns, you know, because I think everybody assumes they would give up the number 22 pick if they want to go get number two to take Robert Griffin III. But I don't think you start there. But it's an interesting talking point to think, you know, well, are they not willing to give up number 22? Would they rather give up the number one in 2013? Because then I think that's a debate. You know, do you want the pick this year and give up the future, or do you want one pick each year if it winds up coming down to that?
Right. And the other interesting part of this is what the other teams might do in this, because you're the Rams, you're just trying to get something going. You're trying to spark interest, and I get it from their perspective. And then there's this presumption that the Redskins, being the Redskins and having a reputation for aggressiveness when it comes to acquiring either free agents or making a deal like this, would be ultra-aggressive in their approach. But the truth is, they don't want to part with their second rounder this year, according to this report, that they would give up this year's first, which is sixth overall, and then next year's first.
Yeah, and you know, we don't know how the whole quarterback landscape is going to work out. So I think these reports are premature. I guess that is the basis of the column. The Browns' offer is premature. Looking at exactly what everybody would be willing to give up is premature because we still have pieces to fall. And I get that the Rams are trying to fast-forward the clock. You know, yeah, they want to get it done, and they think they have more leverage now than they will have once Peyton Manning gets cut, once Matt Flynn actually hits free agency, because there might be more teams bidding for the quarterback, you know, for Robert Griffin III. I just think it all becomes premature because nobody's going to make their best offer now. And we've seen it throughout the history of the NFL. Nobody makes a deal until the last minute. Nobody franchise their guys until Friday or Monday, and the deadline is Monday at 4 o'clock. So that's just how it works, and it's how it works in business. When the pressure's on, you know, when you're a newspaper writer, you know, you turn it in 10 minutes before deadline so you can read it one more time.
Yes.
That's just how it works. So I get why the Rams would try to get something done. You have a little, you have longer to set your plan for the draft. You have longer to go into free agency. You know, you just have more time to deal with things and get a picture in your head. But I just don't see anything getting done until right before the draft.
Yeah, and they're in a position, of course, to try to get this moving because on the 13th, they can go ahead and make a deal could be made by then, and they would love it to be made by then. But I'm with you. I don't think this is a deal that happens that much or that far ahead of the draft.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be Rams could make a trade to get the number two pick on March 13th. Yeah. And then you would know what you want to go and do free agency, what draft picks you're going to have, and everything would be settled. But I just don't see that happening. And I think people, I think the Rams would be wrong to assume that they lose all leverage just because it drags on. Because whoever doesn't get Peyton Manning and whoever doesn't get Matt Flynn, they're still going to need a quarterback come draft day on April 26th. And if you like Robert Griffin and you've met with him between now and the draft and you've watched more film and all of a sudden you're in love with Robert Griffin, there's teams that are going to want to make the move. And it's not just going to be the Browns or the Redskins. What about New England? What if they fall? Or not New England. So what about Kansas City?
If they
fall in love with him. You know, there's a lot of teams that need quarterbacks that all of a sudden if they find out Griffin may be available, you could say, you know what, we'll give up our ones the next 3 years. Will it work?
Yeah, you can throw the mix with teams that have lower picks. Seattle being in this conversation, the Arizona Cardinals.
Sure.
You mentioned the Chiefs because Matt Cassel's future could be very much up in the air with the coaching change there as well. And look, I the other thing that when you brought up Peyton Manning's name, that's going to be very interesting is Friday. Is at by 4 p.m. Eastern Time Friday, the Colts need to decide what they're going to do with Manning, because if they don't cut him, or let's put it this way, if they decide to keep him, they're going to owe him $28 million after 4 p.m. Friday. If they want to cut him and not owe him that check, then that's got to be done by 4 p.m. Friday, which is close of league business that day. And if they wait and say, we'll take care of this on Monday, if they take that approach, Jim Irsay, their owner, is going to have to write a big fat check. So we're going to know at least one shoe would drop, I guess, on the free agency front with quarterbacks. And then the other thing, Matt Flynn did not get a franchise tag, so those wheels continue to move toward his availability. And you're right, then that conversation comes into play with regard to the Browns or any other team that is thinking quarterback.
Yeah, and, you know, the Colts aren't going to give Peyton that check, so it becomes, is he willing to rework a deal? You know, the Colts willing to rework it as well. Because you know they're going to, you assume they're going to take Andrew Luck at number one. So then, do you make a deal with Peyton to bring him back for a couple of years and mentor Andrew Luck, even though he's the number one pick? So it just, that doesn't seem like it's going to happen. So I think we can assume Peyton's going to hit the market. And now we know Matt Flynn, you know, there's a little question mark there where they franchise him and try to trade him. So now we know those two guys are going to get out there. But I think the other interesting thing is, the teams such as the Browns or the Redskins or the Dolphins all have to decide which of these quarterbacks they like best.
Right.
And if you like Robert Griffin III best, he's not Peyton Manning right now, but where Peyton Manning is in age and neck surgery and all that, and where Matt Flynn is, if you like the long-term prospects of Robert Griffin, then maybe the market isn't huge for Matt Flynn. You know, I mean, everybody assumes that he's going to get a 5-year deal for $50 million, but if the four or five teams that are in the top of the list of who needs to go get a quarterback now, all like Robert Griffin III best, all of a sudden it decreases Matt Flynn's value.
Sure.
And it raises the value of that number two pick that the Rams are trying to get rid of.
In a big way. We're visiting with Scott Patrick. He covers the Browns for the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Scott, lots of other developments so far in this in these last couple of weeks, but the Browns deciding not to put a franchise tag on Peyton Hillis, deciding to use that on Phil Dawson. The fact that they used it on Dawson now becomes kind of very much, I mean, I always thought it was pretty logical given what he meant to the team this past year, what he's meant for the team for the past several years, but in light of the fact that I think it's seven kickers, and counting like a punter. Somewhere in there as well, that are on this list of tagged players. So it increases that value, I guess, or it tells you what that value is league-wide. So the Browns are part of that trend. But what do you think it means in the broader scope of now deciding that, you know, that Peyton Hillis didn't get it?
Yeah, I think it comes down to money. I think $7.7 is a lot of money to pay Peyton Hillis for coming off the season that he had.
On the one-year guarantee if they tag.
Yeah, that's what the tag number would be, about 7.7, and if he signed it, it's guaranteed for 2012. And that's just a lot of money to give a guy who was, you know, missed five games with the hamstring, missed the other game with the illness. You know, we all know about the off-the-field drama that kind of surrounded him all year. So I'm not sure it would be a good sign to the rest of the locker room. You say, you know what, we're going to give this guy 7.7 because we can't do without him, when, you know, we did without him for about half the season anyway last year. That doesn't mean you can't bring him back, but I think it's a wise move by the Browns to say, you know what, this guy, based on his 1 year of big-time production, is not worth the tag, which is kind of reserved for, you know, your best players, and isn't worth that kind of money right now. You know, we'll bring him back, you know, an incentive-laden deal, or if we can work out something cheap, or, you know, I just think that's the way to go with him. And then I think the Dawson move was a no-brainer. He's one of your five best players, has been for 13 years, had his best year ever last year.
Yeah.
You know, made the seven kicks from 50 yards. You know, I would like to see a long-term deal get done at some point with Phil, just so you can quit. He can quit worrying about it. You know, he's been trying to get it done for now 3 or 4 years. But it just makes sense for the Browns to make sure he comes back and not let him get out there where, you know, somebody could have made a ridiculous offer for a guy that is missing consistency.
When you're money and you've got that guy, the consistency, the fact that it influences how you decide your offensive strategy. Yeah. You can do certain things because you know you have Phil Dawson. And with regard to the way this Browns team has done things, starting with the extension for DeQuell Jackson, getting that done, the right guy to take care of there. Phil Dawson, the right guy to get the tag. I do think you talk about messages being sent within a locker room. I think these are good, sound messages to the rest of your team.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, I got a couple, you know, snide emails. Oh, I can't believe the Browns have to franchise a kicker. They don't have anybody better. And I shot back with, they locked up Joe Thomas, they locked up Evan Moore, they locked up Tabo Rubin, and then they get the Carlos deal done. So, you know, the new regime has only been here a couple years. They only have so many of their guys here. And then they've kept the guys that they wanted to keep. So when you look at the list of free agents that could be tagged, it was Hillis or Dawson once DeQuell's deal got done. And to me, that was automatic.
Yeah. Now, it'll be interesting to see where things do go from here, because I would say a running back still factors in this team's thinking for acquisition. Montero Hardesty still on the roster. Brandon Jackson comes back from the injury. You've got Chris Obanai. But I think you look to either the draft or free agency to address running back. And I'm not necessarily saying it has to be a prominent investment in a pick or a prominent free agent signing, but I think you do get another back here.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the ideal scenario is you spend maybe the 37th pick if you still have it, or even better, the third-round pick. You bring in a guy with an upside who complements Jackson, Hardesty, and Obanai, and all of a sudden you get four guys in the pool, and all you need to do is mix and match and find the right guy every week. And that's, unless you have the bell cow, the Adrian Peterson, the Arian Foster, that's how a lot of teams do in this league.
Sure.
You just need enough guys there. And I think that's how Pat Shurmur's offense works, too. I don't think he needs a guy to get the ball 22 times a game.
Scott, great stuff, and we thank you so much for dropping by.
Anytime, Vic.
He is Scott Petrick. He covers the Browns and does it very well for the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, it's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now, EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling SUV, Ford Escape, for just $169. Four-wheel drive, great fuel efficiency and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion,
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up Loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreat, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Hey, Strongsville, you can stop running around now. Hi, this is Mike.
And Sharon Harborough. Discount Drug Mart has arrived in Strongsville at the corner of Route 82 and Prospect. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround with everything you need at low prices.
Save on generic prescriptions starting at just $1.99. Health and beauty supplies, groceries, including frozen foods, fresh produce, at deli department, fine wines, plus greeting cards, DVD rentals, and so much more.
Stop in at the new Discount Drug Mart in Strongsville at the corner of Route 82 and Prospect.
We're saving you the runaround every day.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Golic.
You know, part of being a real man is knowing how to take care of your car.
Then count me in as a man, Golic, because I know NTB is the place to go.
That's because NTB has the largest selection of name brand tires, and with over 1 million tires available every day, NTB always has the right tire for your car, truck or SUV.
And don't forget, Golic, you can bring the car to NTB for all of your service needs, too. It's easy. They're open early, open late, and open 7 days a week.
So why pay outrageous prices when you can trust the professionally trained NTB technicians who are ASE certified? And I bet you didn't know, Greeny, that the best way to pay is with the NTB credit card that can be used at over 650 locations nationwide.
So, let's get the stats straight, Golic, because we know you're easily confused. NTB isn't just tires at great prices. They're vehicle maintenance, brakes, oil changes, repairs, and much, much more.
You got it, Greeny. NTB is keeping the world in perfect motion.
Hey, it's Bruce Hooley. You know, my first home in Cleveland was the Hilton Garden Cleveland Downtown, and they can be your home away from home, too. Right now, HGI Downtown is running a Mac Tourney package for ESPN Cleveland fans. For only $99 plus tax per night, you get a great guest room, complimentary parking, and breakfast for two during the tourney from March 8th through March 10th. Call 866-327-1505 and reference the ESPN Mac package. That's 866-327-1505 and tell them you want the ESPN Mac package.
Hi, this is TJ Ward. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we're back on Cleveland Browns Daily. As the safety just told you, it's driven by Liberty Ford. Yours truly, Vic Carucci, with you till the top of the hour. Three Deep follows this show. Browns fans experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets, they're on sale now and more affordable than ever with tickets starting at $32. Go to ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more info. In this segment, it's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Well, occasionally, we're bringing you sound from Indianapolis, from the Combine, where we had a chance to catch up with players along with the rest of the press corps covering the Combine. Tonight, I'm going to focus on Ryan Tannehill, quarterback from Texas A&M. Very interesting prospect because, again, he's regarded as the other guy in that leading the other category after Andrew Luck, after Robert Griffin III. Now, Tannehill, further interesting because he missed the Senior Bowl and Combine workouts with a broken foot. Actually had a screw surgically inserted in that foot. But here's what you got to know about him. Scouts, I'm talking like national analysts types, people who are in the media but, you know, have some football background, and those who just make their cottage industry out of analyzing players. They like this guy's accuracy, especially in the short passing game. They point out that, you know, he can do things on the run with the ball, and for a big guy, he's just about under 6'4", about 221, and he can make those nice throws that are accurate, shows good touch, finds the open receiver downfield, also has enough arm strength to make some good velocity throws, delivers a pretty tight spiral. He reads defenses well. Again, this is what a lot of the analysts like to say, and will throw to the right guy usually when he goes through his progressions. And mobility is impressive for a guy of his size. Not so much now, though, because he's got the bad wheel. He's got the broken foot. Again, kept him out of the Senior Bowl, kept him out of Combine workouts. But at the Combine, he was asked about suffering that broken foot, and it happened while he was working out at IMG's training facility in Bradenton, Florida. Ryan tells the story.
It actually happened the second day down in Florida for me, right there in January. I was rolling out to my left, just a normal rollout quarterback drill. Turned my shoulders to make the throw and felt the pop in my foot. So it was kind of an unfortunate thing, very frustrating at the time. Come to find out, I probably had a stress fracture there that was kind of a ticking time bomb and just waiting for the right moment to pop. So it was very frustrating, the fact that it happened. But it was kind of a blessing in disguise at the same time because I was able to get it fixed. I'm going to be able to have a full pro day and prepare for an NFL season. And when it comes down to it, that's what we're preparing for, is to play in the NFL, not just the combine. So, you know, I'm excited about the rehab and where I'm at right now and getting ready for my pro day and then the NFL. Did get married. I was on crutches, crutched down the aisle, actually left the day after two days after I broke my foot to get married in Mexico. So it was kind of an interesting trip that I didn't really plan for, but it worked out great. You know, I had a good group of people support down there and a great time, even though I did crutch down the aisle.
You just got that mental image of Ryan Tannehill crutching his way down the aisle as he's getting married on his biggest day. But interesting stuff there. And even though he calls it a blessing in disguise, he missed the chance to showcase his talent in the Senior Bowl and work with Mike Shanahan and the rest of the Redskins coaching staff, which was handling the South squad in that game, and not being able to work out. He talks about this.
You know, it's frustrating. You know, I definitely wanted to go to the Senior Bowl and kind of showcase my abilities as well as get to work with an NFL staff. You know, I was excited about that opportunity as well as compete with the other guys, a lot of other great quarterbacks in this draft, and I was looking forward to competing with them. But, you know, it's frustrating. I wasn't able to get out there. It's definitely hard. You know, I definitely didn't want that to happen, didn't foresee it happening. You know, I was feeling great. You know, I was feeling great throwing the ball. I felt like I was improving on some things. And then, you know, kind of snake jumped up and bit me. But, you know, I feel good about where I'm at now. It was definitely frustrating having the injury and having to recuperate from that. Kind of sitting out, you know, down in Florida, seeing all the other guys around me improve and get better in every aspect of their game. And I was just kind of sitting there idly on crutches, you know, doing everything I could, whether it's vision training or getting in the hyperbaric chamber, whatever it may be. But not really being able to get on the field with those guys. So it's definitely frustrating, but I'm excited about where I'm at right now. You know, Dr. Anderson said the screw looks great. It's healing up faster than expected, and, you know, I'm excited.
I referenced earlier about draft analysts talking about Ryan Tannehill's mobility and how athletic he is, and again, for being a bigger guy, that he moves around well. Well, there's no surprise in his background then that he wasn't just a quarterback. In fact, he arrives at Texas A&M to be a quarterback, but actually ends up switching back and forth from receiver to quarterback, finally ending up at the quarterback position. But you know, that cost him some chances to play quarterback, but at the same time, it showed his versatility as an athlete, and he was asked about that switching back and forth from receiver to QB.
It's kind of a unique experience changing positions. You know, I went to A&M as a quarterback, redshirted as a quarterback, went into camp my freshman year as a quarterback. Ended up being going to be third on the depth chart, and they moved me out to receiver, so ended up having some success that day. About 2 days later, I was in the starting rotation at receiver, so it was a quick turnaround, but you know, I was frustrated by the fact that I didn't get to play quarterback. You know, it was always what I wanted to be. You know, I always thought of myself as a quarterback, so I was frustrated by it, but yet blessed by the opportunity to be able to play another position. You know, not a lot of people get to contribute in another way to help their team, and you know, it was exciting for me to be able to do that. I learned a lot about the game, got a lot of experience. Even if it wasn't in the quarterback position, I did get experience playing football and seeing the game out there. So learned a lot from it, and fortunately I was able to get back to where I wanted to be under center.
Yeah, the biggest downside of playing receiver at Texas A&M was that it limited his time, and of course he did that red shirt as well, but only 20 games that he started for Texas A&M, and that's a big question that he's facing from NFL teams. He was asked about whether he is bracing for the heavy scrutiny of having only started that many games.
I wouldn't say I'm bracing for anything, but I think that's definitely a legitimate question. You know, I did only start 20 games at quarterback. It's a question, you know, that deservedly needs an answer. So, you know, I did only start 20 games. I'm excited about my career thus far. I learned a lot in those 20 games, and definitely have a lot to improve upon. But I didn't just play 20 games as a college athlete. I was out there at receiver. I don't know how many games I actually, you know, played or started at receiver, but you know, I played every other game in my collegiate career out at receiver. So I was getting to see the speed of the game, getting a feel for the game, as well as going through all the practices as quarterback. So it kind of depends on the situation, whatever team ends up drafting me. You know, I'd be excited just to go in and compete with the guys that are already on the roster or any other guys that they potentially bring in. You know, I'm excited to go into the team, compete, and, you know, I want to be a starter. You know, it's a goal of mine. I don't just want to go make a team. I want to go play. I want to make an impact and lead a team to a Super Bowl. So, you know, I'm having high expectations, but, you know, I drive myself and pride myself on setting my goals high and doing everything I can to achieve them.
One of the big advantages that Ryan Tannehill had at being at Texas A&M was the chance to work with former Packers coach Mike Sherman, who was his head coach at A&M, who taught him the finer points of the West Coast offense. Nice thing to know going into the NFL.
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's always nice having a former NFL coach. My quarterback coach, Tom Rossley, was also a former NFL coach, so had a lot of experience coaching NFL quarterbacks. And it was a blessing for me to be able to work with those guys, have them, you know, teach me for 4 years, basically my whole career. I only started, you know, a year and a half, but I was in quarterback meetings the entire time. So it was great to have the experience of those guys teaching me and just the knowledge of the game. We tweaked a little bit of the terminology to run an up-tempo offense, but when he came in my freshman year, it was straight West Coast terminology. All of our concepts originated from that, so I definitely think it's going to be a help no matter what system I go in, having played for a coach who used an NFL system.
Tannehill was asked about being well-positioned as the so-called third-best quarterback after Andrew Luck and RG3 to move up as Christian Ponder and Jake Locker did last year.
I wouldn't say I pay a whole lot of attention to it. You know, I just try to do everything I can personally to be the best quarterback I can be, whether it's, you know, doing extra work for my rehab, extra work in the film room, on the board, you know, extra work out on the field with my drops and footwork. Whatever it may be, I just want to do whatever I can to be the best quarterback.
Good stuff from the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis with Ryan Tannehill meeting the media, bringing you some of the highlights of that here on Cleveland Browns Daily, which is driven by Liberty Ford. And up next, we are going to take some of your questions that you've submitted to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. We'll get to those, that Ask Vic segment driven by Liberty Ford, the show driven by Liberty Ford. I'm driven by Liberty Ford. I hope you are too. And we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show may be over, but the deals keep getting better at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge with the available $1,000 auto show bonus cash. Or lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for just $199. Four-wheel drive, chrome access, 18-inch all-terrain tires, all for only $199 a month with your trade-in. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Vinson, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farmer Heights, Vermillion.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things,
sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up Loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, too quick to stay to lose.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
Well, that was the first and last time I rode a water buffalo bareback. And so it begins. My co-workers and I make our way to a community table for happier hours at Bonefish Grill. Such atmosphere. It tingles not just my senses, but my very soul. The eclectic blend of music lifts our spirits higher than 1,000 angels on air mattresses. Our bartender mixes a raspberry vodka Collins to a note of a different kind, a mere $5 note. A few shares
prepared plates join us. Bang Bang Tacos, Bang Chicken, and Fresh Ceviche all arrive proudly and promptly with the type of sachet only a plate that costs $5 could exhibit. As I dive in, my happiness cup runneth over.
From 4 to 6:30 p.m., try our new lollipop roll sushi. Albacore and ahi tuna, Atlantic salmon, and sweet crab wrapped in cucumber.
Sushi is calling? Cancel my appointments. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
I'm Joel Mountain, president of Alarm Force. With an Alarm Force video relay, you can see and speak with whoever's at your front door from anywhere in the world through your cell phone. Full video and live two-way voice together. The most advanced form of home security. Get a video relay and an Alarm Force home alarm for only $199 and only $35 per month. And you can get a video relay even if you have another company's home alarm or no alarm at all.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Hi gang, Riz here. Hopefully spring right around the corner, and there's no better time to kick off an exercise program with Jobies. What are Jobies? Well, they're good for you. Not a vitamin. They're all natural nutrition from the goodness of honey. Jobies help me sleep better, give me energy to attack life every day. Call 877-300-5632. Money back guarantee, free shipping. 877-300-5632. That's 877-300-5632. Try your Jobies.
Hi, I'm Phil Fogarty with Weed Man Lawn Care, and I get the distinct feeling that some of you think all lawn care companies are alike. Well, that couldn't be further from the truth. At Weed Man, we use only golf course quality, time-released fertilizer, which meters out over 8 to 10 weeks and makes environmental sense. We have team members with turf management degrees, golf course superintendents, and over 40 years of experience. For a free estimate, call 216-289-5446. Lawn care is not all alike.
WeedmanUSA.com.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today 216-444-CARE or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Back with you on this Tuesday edition. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Yours truly, Vic Carucci here. Going to read some questions. They are deposited in the Ask Vic mailbox via the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. Curtis via Facebook. Do you think the Browns should sign Mario Williams? Because I do. They have the cap space and the need at defensive end. It's an interesting one, Curtis. Mario Williams, we know that standout from the Houston Texans, and the expectation is that he hits the free agent market. Guy who played end in the 4-3 before being converted to linebacker in Wade Phillips's 3-4 scheme, although he was a good fit in that as well. But I think he's a guy who can do more damage for you as an end at the defensive end spot. It's a premier position, and the money would be, I think, pretty extreme to get a guy that good and that talented in the open market. Of course, he was hurt. That's another thing. He was limited by some injury last year. But you take a long look at a guy like that, I think, and yes, he could help a team that has the need. I agree fully that, you know, the need is there to get that bookend opposite Jabal Sheard. Wow. Rick via Facebook. What do you think of this year's lineup, and how do you think they will do this year, the lineup? I think the lineup needs help, Rick. I think it's a lineup that, again, delivered four wins, and you can rationalize any way you want and say those four wins could have easily been seven, you know, the games, the flub snaps. We know the story, the long snaps. And just miss here and close there. Overtime here. You don't get caught up in that. You look at the record, you say it's four wins, and you need a lot of help to make it better. And that's what this team, I think, is setting out to do, and I think that's why this is both going to be a crucial and exciting, busy and exciting offseason. I think this offseason is going to be just fascinating, and I'm really looking forward to what starts next week when we get into the free agency period, what we're going to have to discuss once it all gets rolling. All of it, the rumors, the conversation, the speculation, and then the actual deals. That's the best part, is to see exactly what the team ends up with. And then that's still a good chunk of time before, more than a month before we get into the draft itself. Marcus us via Facebook. What's your take and opinion and ideas to the needs and challenges of this draft? It's a lot of stuff there, Marcus, but I would say the challenges are, you know, defining the right, it's what they always are, defining the right people for your value, right? And the book on this draft supposedly is, you know, once you get past that upper tier area, where the Browns have a pick, by the way, by upper tier I'm talking maybe top five, top ten picks, that it gets harder to see where people fall. It doesn't mean the players aren't good, but it means that the chalk that your so-called analysts want to lay out there, it gets a little less defined, less easy to define once you get past that point. So I think there's a challenge in there. I think for the Browns, it's that challenge of the decision of what do you do with Robert Griffin III? Do you want to move up to do? Do you want to make that investment, whatever that might be? Scott says via Facebook, what would you like to get in the draft? Scott, I'd like to come away from this with a quarterback, a receiver, a running back, a linebacker, a pass rusher. I'm going down the list. I want everything that you probably want, Scott. You know, so I'm pretty, it's pretty simple to me. Yeah, for me, easy for me to say. We want to thank Alex Mack and Scott Petrick. We want to thank Drew Boatner, Danielle Lavelli, our tremendous producer, Dave DiNatale, and we will talk to you again tomorrow night on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.